I'm Lucas O'Keefe.
I'm Brittany Barrett.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to have you back.
Welcome. Believe it or not, we did not actually plan that. We didn't coordinate that back and forth just now. It just happened.
Well, I was going to do a little bit where I was like, welcome to Power Dynamic. We also still don't know what the title means.
Right. And I don't understand. I don't understand why you're saying that.
Welcome
but
to
you can
Power
say
Dynamic.
You can say whatever you want.
Welcome to Power Dynamic, where Chris D'Elia name dropped us twice in his apology video.
Yeah, if you watch. Yeah, he actually.
I know. That's real.
He dropped our podcast. It was weird that he
linked it below.
It was weird that he put his podcast in his bio in the middle of his
little unusual.
It's weird that he brought up our podcast in the middle of his really serious apology video about his sex addiction.
With his fun little
it's
t-shirt.
Really weird that he mentioned his extra schmedium shirt that's like way too tight. I couldn't
tight
take him seriously. And then Theo Von commented on it and was like, I have that same shirt. All he said. It's so funny.
That is so fucking funny.
Yeah, that's great.
That's awesome.
I was gonna say something, but I got totally thrown off.
By the medium plaid button down.
No,
that
by the Chris D'Elia. Oh yeah.
It's funny, right?
I thought we were just gonna go back and forth and like, cause you said you were like Power Dynamic where, and then I thought we were gonna start like trading taglines like Power Dynamic where greatness meets obnoxious.
That probably would have been clever and good. And we'll do it next time.
We're not
gonna
do it now.
Nike,
we are deciding. I think it's cool in podcasts when you get the first in on future ideas. Like we're gonna get a theme song eventually. And the theme song idea that I was playing around with was taking welcome from something like the audio and taking two
like AOL welcome
or like two the audio from something else and then Power Dynamic from something else. But the audio for Power Dynamic is gonna be for sure from Chris D'Elia's apology video. So it's gonna be like welcome to blank something too, and it's gonna be Power Dynamic from like his audio. So.
Power Dynamic.
That'll come eventually.
I have a random question for you.
From now on.
Please don't. I really don't want singing.
What was your question?
I don't want singing.
What was your question?
Promise me you're not going to sing.
Waving through the window. Whoa, whoa. All right, what was your... What?
You can only see my cringe. Okay, separate question.
See my cranny.
Please don't sing. Did you know what instant messaging is, right?
Yep, we're the same age.
Okay, well we don't need to talk about that. So so it was called. What did you call it? Like what did you call it? What was it called for you?
Very quickly. Well, I had MySpace very quickly,
gross,
which I messaged on MySpace. But before that, I had when I was like 10 or 11, I would IM occasionally. On my dial-up
well,
AOL.
I didn't have this for very long.
I called it IMing when I had it.
Okay, because it's called AIM and bitch.
Yeah, AIM.
I can't believe people actually called it AIM. Are you kidding?
I called it people. Everyone I knew called it AIM.
Why? That's awful. Because it's AIM. It's not.
I know.
AIM.
I know it's an acronym, but I was a kid. I called it AIM.
I know, but
why? Did you talk to somebody who called it AIM?
I didn't know that people called it AIM.
Who did you talk to that called it AIM?
I don't know. I don't know where I heard that, but everyone I knew.
But what made you think of that just now?
I just did. Actually, you know what? Because I thought of that episode of Pen 15 where they get on AOL Messenger, and I was thinking about like I used that for like a second, and then
who did you know that called it AIM? Because you seemed that you had an idea of someone who called it AIM.
I think you were the first person who mentioned. That people, it's kind of like how there's this stupid argument over whether it's GIF or JIF, but it's definitely not JIF. This isn't Jiffy Lube.
I'm pretty sure it's
not,
GIF.
It is definitely GIF. It's not JIF. You're an asshole. If
well,
you
because
say
the
that,
first,
like
well,
you.
The first word in that acronym is graphic, which starts with a G. Yeah. So definitely GIF.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely GIF, but
there's like graphic image
frequency. No, it's not that, but
something like that.
But yeah, but I don't, it's just something I thought of because I have ADD, but I was like, did you say AIM or AIM?
I think I called it AIM, but very That's quickly awful. I had MySpace or.
Facebook
email
Messenger. Or like Google Hangouts,
Google Chat, or no, the first email address I ever had was
Skaterbro.
It was LucasSkate at yahoo.com. But I used the last name, my last letter of my name, as the start of skate. So it was one S. So it was like LucasKate, really. But skate starts with S and my name ends with S. So I used the S to double for the last letter of my name and the first word
that
of skate.
That sounds like that could get confusing.
Well, because people thought I had a girlfriend named Kate. Was the problem because it looked like Lucas Kate.
Wait, is this really?
People thought I was like, why do you have Lucas Kate? Is that your girlfriend's name? I was like, no, it's supposed to be Skate. It's supposed to be Lucas Skate.
I know. Who on earth?
Well, because there's only one letter. Well, because kids do dumb shit like that. Like they'll put their Xbox gamer tag as like Danny's girl or whatever.
Like your definitely your first email address.
Which I did that a lot with
sexy baby 6969.
Yeah, with my first girlfriend, I mean, I for sure had like really? I did all that dumb shit. Like I made our names things.
Right.
My PlayStation gamer tag is still that. I'm not gonna say it on here, but
that's
it's
fine.
Still that.
I mean, I know what you're talking about. When I had Outlook Messenger because I literally had a Logitech webcam. It was a gift that my dad got me because my parents are divorced.
Are you sure it wasn't a gift?
It was a Logic or Logitech webcam.
But was it a GIF?
Are you joking? I don't know.
No, because we're talking about GIF versus GIF before.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
So
the
like
callback.
GIF. So right. is it a GIF?
I'm choosing to skirt over that. Move along.
Well, you skirt. You addressed it. You asked me.
Yeah, I know.
What are you saying?
Like, moving
though?
Right along.
You had a webcam.
I had a Logitech webcam. It was a GIF that I got for my birthday. Oh, I get the joke now. Okay, it was a GIF, not a GIF. It was a GIF.
Right.
And what coincided with it was like.
Cody coincided?
Outlook Messenger.
Right.
And that was how you like message people. And that was, and I talked to my dad exclusively on that. And then I also had an AIM thingy and it was Chili Peppa 59. And I've literally never used that for anything ever except for that. I don't know why. Oh, I'm sorry. The point of this was that my little icon, my little like photo icon thing was, it said, I love Scott. Or it said, I heart Scott. And Scott was the boy I had a crush on at the time. He
and
is now dead
your
and killed
dad.
Himself in college. So.
And your dad and your stepdad.
Yeah, definitely.
Same name.
Same
That's
name for my
crazy.
Scott. For my
Scott, your middle school crush and your dad and your stepdad.
Yeah, that was the same
and
name.
And my middle name.
Yeah, it's a good time. Scott's a common name, obviously.
Yeah. But,
yeah. It said I love Scott or I right. heart Scott.
Didn't you think maybe there's a chance that he could have seen that?
No, because I didn't really keep that many friends. I messaged one
so
person.
It was just for you.
Yeah, I had two people that
You're like, I just want to log on and see that.
Yeah, it was just some, like, well, like you just said, it was just this silly, dumb little thing that I did when I was 12. And then my mom took it away because I was messaging too much and I wasn't doing my homework and my grades were slipping.
Yeah.
Also, my ADD was rearing up, so, you know.
You know.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure if I were to somehow manage to log into my Outlook Messenger, it would probably still say I love Scott or I hired Scott, because I think I logged in a couple years later. I was like, oh, that's so silly that's still there, and I didn't change it because it just made me laugh. So yeah. It's probably still there.
Well, my, you have to pay $30 to change your PlayStation gamer tag. So like, after I was like, I'm gonna pay $30.
You motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That's pretty evil.
Yeah. Well, I guess it gets confusing because then people would be, you'd be changing your gamer tag all the time. And in video games, there's like leaderboards. Your name is logged places. So if you're changing your name constantly, it just gets confusing. So they make it kind of hard.
Sure, but you probably start playing Xbox early on. And I imagine people still play 10 years later.
That's the thing.
And I'm sure you don't want the fucking gamer tag that you had when you were 12.
Yeah. It's like keeping the same email address you first made ever.
Yeah,
so.
Which I still have that
so
one.
If you still, if you played video games since you were a kid and you kept using Xbox Live.
I still have
it's
both
like,
of the emails that I made when I was 10.
Yeah.
I do not use one
it's
of them.
Like, it's like Princess Kitty Kitty Bang Bang.
It's Princess with numbers. And then I still have the other one that I made because it's my name. Why would I give it up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you and I are always like, we'll log a quick like 20-minute episode, then we end up talking about the stupidest shit.
Yeah, well.
But anyways, welcome to Power 99.
I'm just gonna give a quick update on my weekend.
That's right.
If anyone followed around along, I did an ayahuasca ceremony over the weekend. I did, and it wasn't just an ayahuasca ceremony. It was more like an overall.
Healing
retreat weekend, and part of it was an ayahuasca ceremony.
Yeah.
And I'm not, that's going to be a lot of talking about it. So that's not going to be this episode. I'm still trying, I want to be able to formulate the right thoughts. Right. We talked about it a lot yesterday, but I want to be able to, like, I want to have a lot of cohesive, interesting sentences to say. I don't want it to sound like a frat guy who just took shrooms for the first time. And he's like, I figured out the world and I figured out, like, I don't want it to sound like that.
Sure, but
I want to have an actual cohesive thing to say. And I'm still like figuring out how to describe it. So
but I think you need to be okay.
It's not
going to
be this.
You're probably still going to sound a little bit douchey.
Yeah. I don't care about sounding douchey. I just want it to sound interesting. I don't want it to sound like rambling and lame and about
nothing.
That's
the kind of the definition of douchey is that it might not sound a little bit interesting, but it is worth noting. It is an interesting experience. And also for anybody who doesn't know or remember, because I didn't remember for a long time what ayahuasca actually was. It's DMT essentially. So it's
like long form DMT psychoactive. Because DMT, when you smoke, it lasts like
a second.
5 minutes.
It's really short,
but it's ayahuasca is long form DMT. It lasts hours.
But that's what it is. Like for a while, I was like, why is ayahuasca not technically legal in the United States? Why do you have to like go to Argentina?
Most hallucinogens are here aren't real, which is crazy. It's because the powers that be are afraid of anybody waking up. But that's true. But okay. It's in their best interest. They're not. That you're controllable, and you're on a bunch of psychiatric medication, and you're easily controlled. So you can't fuck, and you can't eat, and you can't breathe. And anyway,
have you seen that video of that woman taking LSD in the 50s?
Yeah. She's like looking around.
Really amazing video. It's like 15 minutes of her just like sitting there
talking
at the colors and like looking at the particles.
But either
so
way,
cool.
Before we move on, I'm just saying that's not going to be this episode. That's going to be probably the next or the next episode. So, but I did it and it was great. And it's a lot of interesting stuff happened. And I just wanted to say that. So that's going to be a different episode.
You cried.
For this episode. Well, I'm going to talk about it later.
I know, but I'm allowed to say you cried.
I did cry a little bit of it. I did.
You were like, I felt something wet on my hair.
Well, no, this
face.
Is the story.
This
I don't want to talk
story.
About the story.
This isn't the story. This is just a tiny
well, I don't,
little
I just
sliver.
Want it, I want it all to be one thing.
Fine.
But yes, I got emotional during part of it. So it was a really interesting experience, but it's going to be a different episode.
Okay.
What were you saying about that woman? Yeah, there's that woman who they gave LSD to against her will.
Like
that whole experiment was like, they didn't tell them patients what they were really doing, and then they gave it to them to see what it was a study.
From what I remember, she was the wife of like a researcher. Like she wasn't just some random woman that they plucked out of obscurity. She kind of knew what the deal was.
Mm. Whatever.
But you know, I'd have to dribble. But that's what I could. There's a chance that I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that she kind of knew what was going to happen, and she was she was definitely like the wife of somebody who worked at the research facility, of course. Which I don't know how ethical that is. But yeah, she kind of knew what was going on. Like, we're going to give you LSD now. Stands for lysergic something something.
Right. Yeah, it's a really crazy video. She's talking about all the colors, and she's like, oh, I just wish you could see it or something like that.
Oh, my God. She's like, you're never going to experience what I'm experiencing. Like, this is incredible, and I feel sorry that you don't see what I'm seeing right now. It's like, well, that's some good shit.
Well, yeah, because you know it was, like, pure
exactly.
medical, like, totally clean LSD.
She's not sitting there like melting holes in her brain.
It was like that, I mean, you can't really cut hallucinogenics with anything, but they'd just be bad or old or poorly made.
I was going to say I've had a handful of, which I couldn't tell you why it was so bad.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't even know how you, I don't know how you fuck up LSD. I don't get it.
I mean, I'm sure you can just like anything else, it's made up of ingredients. Like chemical ingredients.
Right,
I'm sure you could just use bad ingredients.
But you just said you can't cut it with anything.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't cut it with a different drug. Like, it's not stepped on with something else.
So you're
just
saying, like, there's a formula, and for some people, you can make LSD, and they'll put too much, like, D in it, or too much S.
Sure, or like, I mean, also, the equipment you use. It's like, it's like in Breaking Bad. You know how, like, you can make meth and you can make it in your bathtub and with a shitty kitchen in a meth crack den somewhere, or you can have all the proper equipment and make it
like
well
Mr.
and have it the right temperature and keep it clean and like, and then make it like, so it's how you make anything. So I'm sure how you synthesize LSD, you can do it well, or it can be not as good or old. Who the fuck knows?
Sir.
Or like most of the time I actually read this, not kept properly. If LSD isn't stored properly, then it can get weird or old or bad or shitty. And
I've
who the fuck knows?
I have heard of that. I just don't know how true. I just don't know how true that actually is. But at the same time,
I've heard of LSD. It's really true.
I mean, I've had experiences where I was a fucking dumbass and I purchased LSD, and the person literally said, "Like, this has been kept not in a fridge for like a summer."
Right.
And it was the worst fucking thing that ever happened.
Well, there you go. Right.
I know, but I also don't know if it was even good to begin with. Like, who knows if it was even good
to begin with. But it definitely couldn't hurt to store it properly.
Yeah. I mean, it couldn't hurt.
And the best way to store it is in a freezer.
Yeah, wrapped up in tinfoil in a freezer.
That's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have, like, my buddy who lives in Sacramento, he buys it vials at a time. So yeah. He buys it straight from the vial. He spends, like, whatever, $400 and just buys a vial of it. And it's like 300 doses.
I was going to say, I imagine that's...
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like 300 doses. And then he just buys the acid sheets online, because you can just buy those, like, little with the little squares, and then he gets a dropper and just drops it onto the square.
It's not even really, I mean, it's usually just like a piece of paper. Like, I could take a piece of printer paper, put LSD on it, and then
in classic, you know, like the classic little tabs,
yeah.
Those are dissolvable little tongue things. So then you just, it's like little rippable squares.
Yeah. The first time I ever took acid, it was that was Addison. That was beautiful. Addison. First time I ever
Addison Rae.
Addison Rae. Oh, I don't even know who that is. I think
she's a TikToker.
That's what I've heard. Don't care. Don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care. She's the most generic looking person I've ever seen. Don't care.
You get a lot of bad feelings toward Addison Rae.
Because I don't like or respect influencers. Especially not TikTok influencers.
I think we should make a reality show and call it Influencer Influenza and put a bunch of influencers in a house and then just make them all sick and see who lasts the longest.
Well, there's a show about Latin influencers living in a house in Miami that is basically that, except there's no influenza.
Oh, so just influencers.
So it's just TikTok.
There's this really famous, I don't know, there's this famous YouTuber who started like a YouTube reality show. It's like the Influencer American Idol. So it's like they all, like,
gross.
It's gonna be like, who's the next big influencer, and it's like a bunch gross. Of these up and coming influencers.
Nasty.
Who are like, but like, you can't make someone an influencer, so it's not like American Idol where you can give somebody a record contract. What do you give them 5,000 followers? Like, I don't get it.
I mean, I think they just bank on the fact that people are gonna watch this TV show, and based off the fact that you watch the TV show, that was the fucking brilliance of American Idol, is that, you know, for I don't know how many episodes, for 12 seasons, you're watching, it's basically for your publicity, so you're watching these people sing, and then by the time they win, you don't even have to promote their record, you just give them a record, and people are going to go and listen to it.
Well, because that was a time when everyone watched American Idol. Like, everyone watched it, because television didn't have that many things to watch, and there was no Netflix, and there was no streaming, and it was... You know, older people are like, when I was a kid, there was three channels and they were on the radio. You know, remember those people?
Yes.
So, but when we were a kid, it was sort of like that. There was like, whatever, 50 or 60 channels, but there was never anything on.
Mm.
Right? I mean, I had Dish and we had like 50 or 60 channels.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't have cable for a really long time.
Oh, I mean, I had cable my whole childhood.
Yeah, I mean, I was raised by a single mom. And we didn't have a shitload of money, so it was definitely not something.
Cable's not expensive.
I mean, it wasn't something my mom was going to pay for. Like, we could, I mean, they were, she's,
okay, well,
they were, anyways, digressions.
Totally.
Not really, like, fuck you, not that important.
But, so in my town, we had Dish. Dish was what everybody had for cable.
Yeah, I know, still see Dish. Dish
I don't know if it was regional, but.
Dish is everywhere.
And, like, so we had a DVR, and I remember when we first got their version of TiVo, which their DVR. Their digital video recording, and you could just, I remember that was a game changer, just record on my shows. I would just record, like,
TiVo came out like 2003.
Yeah, TiVo was the first anything like that, but it didn't work with Dish, but so they, then Dish came out with DVR, and I would DVR, I would, all the shows I would watch, Robin Big, Life of Ryan, all the MTV shows, VH1's Behind the Music, all of the music videos that would play on VH1 all night, because from like 1 a.m. to 7 in the morning, it would just be music videos.
Fuck.
All the VH1 ones, and then I would, all these shows I would watch, and then kind of like maybe the Nick at Night shows, maybe. The best was on Christmas, TBS would play A Christmas Story for 24 hours straight.
They still play that.
Yeah, they still do that.
They still do that, I love it.
That's those kind of kitschy things I miss about cable. Oh, there's something really funny that I just remembered.
Cable still exists.
Through the weekend, I don't think I ever talked about that. Anybody who's a close friend of mine listening remembers this. When I was about 12, SpongeBob I for sure haven't talked about this. SpongeBob did this thing where they were like, I don't know why they did this, but they were like, the show's ending. It had been on for a long time even then, and they were like, this season's gonna be the last season. And for everybody my age, we were like, that was everybody's favorite show my age. So like, they're like, SpongeBob's ending? That was crazy. So what SpongeBob did was, they're like, we're gonna air over the course of like 2 days over the weekend, every episode of SpongeBob from oldest to newest, 24 hours straight. We're gonna air it just straight, and they did it without commercials. There were breaks in between, but like, or the breaks for like, I don't know, interviews and stuff, but they were like gonna air 24 hours with no commercials. It was crazy, or like very, very little commercials. And so what I did was I planned a SpongeBob weekend, and I brought like 5 of my friends over, I think maybe even more, and all we did, well, that was the plan at least, it was a SpongeBob party. We were just gonna watch SpongeBob for that marathon when the show was ending. And everybody came over and we did that. But then, I don't know, I just felt like everybody was having more fun than me, and then it was my house, and then I got anxious and weird and mad, and then I felt like everybody was having more fun than me.
You know that the voice of SpongeBob died recently?
Yes. Tom Kenny.
Really? That was his name?
Yeah.
Oh, I just know that anecdote.
Did he die? We're going to look really silly if we're wrong about this. I don't think... Did Tom Kenny die?
I feel like he did. I'll Google it.
Hold Maybe on. That's right.
Let me see.
We're gonna take a quick recess. Sidebar. So Tom Kenny did not die.
Tom Kenny did not die.
The voice of SpongeBob is still very much alive.
He's alive, but
and
I think,
still kicking that.
I think I saw that they're gonna be doing like a, they're gonna bring SpongeBob back, or they're gonna something about.
Oh
its
well,
back.
Spoiler alert on the SpongeBob marathon that I was talking about with the party I had. The show didn't end. So it was so the show
was
still.
I was gonna say.
Yeah. So
the show
I don't know
ended.
What they did. I don't know what they were doing with that. Nickelodeon. They got some explaining to do. Stunt. It didn't actually end. You slept with my mask last night, right? Because I couldn't find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't know where my other two masks
were. The other two that
were.
I found before I left.
yeah, I don't know where the other two are, and I needed to sleep before therapy.
I found them before I left.
Yeah, I know. And then I slept with it the other. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Did
where
you
it
use
is.
Them? Did you have them over the weekend at all?
Yeah, I had them.
So you managed to lose both over the weekend.
Look, it was five. All right, we went to bed at 5:30 in the morning, and I had to get up for therapy at fucking.
No, but I
12.
Mean, did you use the other yours over
yes,
the weekend?
I did,
okay,
but I needed,
so they're here somewhere.
Yes.
Tom Kenny is still alive. Yeah. Steven Hillenburg, who was
the guy
a
who
creator,
created SpongeBob, is no longer died. With us, and he died in 2018.
So something SpongeBob related died.
It's been a little bit.
Yeah, he died 3 years ago.
Okay.
But yeah, so we weren't totally wrong.
Not totally. On another note, I gave myself a chemical burn over the weekend, and it took 24 hours to not feel bad.
Does it feel better now?
It does. I can actually wear pants, and I'm not screaming every time I move. And
do
like,
you want to specify where the chemical burn is so that people don't make worse assumptions?
All over my legs.
Legs, good.
All over my legs, on my knees, on the back of my calves.
Right.
Because I decided to...
Why'd you give yourself a chemical burn?
I...
Was it like
you
that...
You misunderstand.
Was it like that...
I didn't...
Wait. Was it, oh, oops! Was it like that was it like that scene in Fight Club where he pours the acid on his hand and he tells him to accept it before he gives him the stuff to make it feel better?
No, I tried to...
Was it like... Or was it like in the Da Vinci Code where he's flailing on himself to teach him a lesson? Self-flagellation?
Self-flagellation. That's what that's called.
When he was doing that? Was it like that?
No.
Were you making yourself in pain to teach yourself a lesson?
No, cocksucker. It wasn't like that. No.
What was it like?
I was just shaving my legs.
With what? Well, people don't usually get a chemical burn.
Look at me pointedly.
People don't usually give this on a chemical burn with a razor. So how do you shave your legs?
People give themselves razor burn all
right.
the time.
But you say chemical burn.
Right, because I used a.
But you use.
Don't fucking do not no fuck you. Do not have that tone of voice.
I'm just wondering.
You're not wondering. I've been snapping you about how I gave myself a. You knew it. I gave
myself.
Well,
here's the thing. You're the only person I've ever met that puts Nair all over their legs to shave their legs. The only person I've ever met. And it's really interesting.
You
actually.
Haven't met a lot of people then because.
I have not met a lot of people.
There's plenty of fucking products and there's plenty of people that use it and it's very convenient and it leaves them silky smooth for days.
You should be a spokesperson for them.
Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't really mean. I meant, why did you shave your legs?
I had a headshot shoot.
And how'd that go?
So good.
You want to talk
about
it?
I got blasted at 9 in the morning.
You got what?
I got blasted.
Right. That's kind of where I was going with this. Do you want
to
talk about
that? You wanted me to talk about the fact that
yeah.
I got super... I mean, it's not that interesting. I mean,
yeah, it is.
I don't, is it?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, why?
Just tell the story.
There's not much of a story. I spent.
There is if you tell it right. Everything's almost, a story if you tell it right.
I spent over $1,000 on headshots altogether, and I hate taking.
Do you
want to
keep? Do you want to keep that in?
What?
How much you spent on headshots?
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm just wondering. Do you want to?
I mean, it matters. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I respect that. It's for a worthy cause.
I spent a lot of money, which is normal and standard. But my point is that I was not about to waste $1,000 on headshots. That's the most I've ever spent on headshots.
But so
in my entire
why would
life.
Not drinking before them waste them?
I've wasted at least 3 headshot shoots. None of the photos were usable. You take 400 photos and you can't fucking use any of
them. Yeah, but why would drinking help?
Because it makes me relaxed and it makes me like show up and not be self conscious of the fact that there's 2 people watching me pose like an asshole. Like it's embarrassing.
And possibly people walking by.
Well, no, we were in a loft, but like the makeup artist was watching me do this, and I had to actively stop myself from looking at her. Like, don't fucking look at me. Like, don't watch me do this. This is so embarrassing.
Right.
So, yeah.
So to help that, you decided to drink before the headshots, which is a really good strategy.
I drove myself downtown and parked, and then I sat in my car.
And you don't drink often.
I drink maybe a couple times a year.
Right.
So I bought myself a pack of cider, and I sat in my car at 9:15 in the morning, and I drank probably 2.5 ciders, and then I strategically put more ciders in a smoothie to go cup, because then I had to like bring it with me and then be like, let me take a bathroom break, and then go and chug a bunch more, which is what I did. I had to like re-up, and it was awful.
I just want to
like,
say that it's hilarious that the few times you drink, that one time that you drink like me when I'm in heavy alcoholism, like drinking in the car in the morning and hiding it in to-go cups. That's like what Lucas does when he's in heavy alcoholism.
That's the only reason
I know why you did
it.
I'm saying it's funny.
Because you were gone.
Right.
And I would have just drank, and then you would have driven me, and then I would have had my little to-go, because I couldn't fucking very well tell them, like, I'm drinking.
I'm just saying,
let
like,
me go
the way that you're drinking is like how alcoholics drink.
I know.
Hilarious.
If you mean that it was really embarrassing, and I bought gum because I didn't want the makeup artist
to
smell
gum.
The fucking alcohol on my breath.
And gum.
As she did my makeup.
Such an alcoholic
although
way to drink.
Although she had a little face mask. She had a bunch of shit. But, like, I was so self-conscious about the fact that they were probably going to smell it on me.
Right.
And that's embarrassing. And it just was gross, and I didn't want to say anything, but I just had to because the alternative.
And did you have fun with it?
I mean, it was great. Like, I felt sick as fuck and disgusting afterwards because that's revolting.
Drinking in the morning. You always feel like shit.
I didn't eat anything. It was just awful. It was disgusting, and I didn't drive drunk, but I definitely was like, this isn't great.
Yeah.
But I was okay.
Growing up, I was always the designated drunk driver.
Which is funny because you're an alcoholic.
That's why. Because you know how many times I've heard...
You know how many times I've heard
this in my life? Wow, I didn't know you were that drunk. Because at the next day, I would be like, dude, I blacked out. And they're like, really? You didn't even really act any different.
You're a quote-unquote functional alcoholic.
Yeah. Well, that's why I don't drink. Yeah. But when I black out, you don't know. Because I don't black out and be like, I'm like, woo! Party!
I mean, now I can tell.
I black out and go...
Well, now I can tell after living with you for a little bit.
I just kind of like...
And I can see you like swerving the car a little bit. Like, maybe don't.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't drink.
Maybe don't do that. But yeah, I'm excited about the photos. They're going to be really good.
Yeah. And yeah, you're going to get called in a lot of places with them.
Well, we don't have to talk about that, but yeah.
I know you will.
We don't have to talk about it.
We don't have to talk about it, but I know you will.
Thanks. I have 4 beers left over. 4 beers, thanks. Sorry. 4. I have 4 ciders left over.
Yeah, I chilled them for you. They're all ready for
I'm
you.
I'm honestly going to dump them out. Unless you want them.
I don't want them.
I'm going to dump them out. I'm not going to drink them. Oh, no. A whole $9.99 hoisted.
From...
You know, I went to Target and I spent, 20 minutes deliberating over whether or not I wanted to spend $8.99 on this to-go smoothie cup or... $11.99 on this to-go smoothie cup. Of course, they differentiated by like a couple ounces. And a young teenage man approached me. At first, I thought that he thought that I worked there, but I was wearing a crop top and I was not wearing a red t-shirt and cargo pants.
It's your fault. You already got there. You deserved it.
You know what?
People can't control themselves.
I never get to wear what I want to wear because I'm always afraid of people staring at me because I have anxiety and I'm always afraid of being approached.
Well, you're right.
And that fucking happened.
Was he literally a teenager or just a young person?
I think he probably was
like of age.
Honestly, he was definitely over 18. He probably, based on what he told me, he probably was like 21, but he looked younger. He looks like he's probably 19.
Right.
But yeah, the one time I wear what I want to wear and I'm like, I don't care who's looking at me. I don't care that people can see my stomach. NBD. Like, it's fine. It's fine that my tummy is exposed and I'm wearing what I want to wear. I'm going to be in and out in less than 15 minutes. It's chill. It's fine. And this little boy approaches me. I was like, no, sir, I don't work here.
What does he say?
Like, he goes, I've been watching you around the store and I think you're cute. I've
been watching you.
I was like, where are your parents? yeah.
What do you even say to that?
I think I just said, thank you.
He's like, cool.
And he goes, what's your name? And then I gave him my real name, even though I was like, should I lie and say it's like Mary or something? I don't know. I really fucking panicked. I was not expecting it at all. And my brain just kind of seized up. So he's like, what's your name? What do you do? What's this? And he told me his dream job is to work at SpaceX. And he's like, do you know what that is? I said, yes, I know what that is. He goes, oh, that's surprising. And then I was like, all right, well, I got to go. And he's like, oh, my mom's calling me. I got to go. And I was like, well, have a...
Did he actually say that?
He literally said, my mom is calling me. And I said, okay. And I was like, well, it was nice meeting you. And then he took my Instagram handle and and then I left in hope he wasn't watching me.
But wait, you keep glossing over like an interesting part of the story.
What's an interesting part of the story?
Well, you're leaving... So he said you're cute. So at what point did you say, like, oh, sorry, I have a boyfriend? Like, what led to that statement?
He said you're cute, and I said, oh. And then he says, what's your name? And then he said, what do you do? And I said, I'm an actress. And I said, just so you know, I said, you know, like, I do have a boyfriend. He goes, okay.
And so the interesting part is, how did that lead to, can I volume you? Most guys are like,
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I was hoping that would be the end of it.
No, but so my question is, after that he went, can I follow you on Instagram?
He literally was like, oh, interesting. What shows have you been on? Like, he asked me about, I was really surprised. And yeah, I was.
So the conversation went on past that.
Yes, it went past that.
He beat out, if this was a race, he beat out 99% of the other competitors.
I was hoping, because you had a similar story where you were at the gym and a young girl approached you. Yeah. And
second I said that I had a girlfriend, she just stopped talking to me.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. That was what's going to happen.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I was really hoping his face would fall and he'd be like, oh, okay, well, have a good day. And I'd be like, you too. Like, I was really hoping that would be the end of it. And he would just sort of peace out because I don't feel comfortable enough just straight up saying, like, don't talk to me. No. So.
Well, you don't have to do that either. You have to be like, don't talk to me. Unless you're uncomfortable.
I mean, I'm always uncomfortable. Always uncomfortable. I would always rather not be spoken to.
Right. But you can't be a dick to people if they're not being weird.
I mean, yeah.
Unless you feel weird.
I mean, I always fucking feel weird. Don't ever talk to me. Don't ever approach me.
That's tricky,
right?
Because you can't, that's tricky because just because you feel weird, that doesn't mean that you can't treat people like shit if they're not being weird, right? Like, if you're around a stranger and you're uncomfortable, you can't go stop being a dick when they're not being a dick.
Well, here's the thing. I know that you're saying that very pointedly, and and you're referring to something we just talked about a second ago.
I'm not. I'm just saying, I just think it's an interesting topic.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you say that. I just saw a TikTok about that, about a girl who said, like, it was interesting. She said, I don't owe you niceness. I owe you not being a dick, but I don't need to be, like, nice and sweet to you. Like, that's not a requirement.
But saying hi and talking isn't being a dick. Talking about right now is actually a really huge thing. Like, this goes in, this connects to, like, Chris D'Elia. I mean, this difference of, like, how people feel and what people intend is such, like, it's such a huge thing right now with everything. Yeah. Everybody is confused as to what people mean, is what people intend, and what people feel. The side that are the feelers, what they don't realize is they don't get to decide what person is intending. And what the intenders don't realize is that what the people feels matters. So those two sides don't get each other. Because the feelers go, I feel this way and it's powerful. And the intenders go, well, that's not what I intended. And then the feelers go, yeah, but I still do. And so that's the disconnect. Yeah, both people have to realize that the feelings matter and you can't decide what the other person intends.
I just think everybody's living in their own universe and everybody has their own shit. And
yeah, that's true.
I just talked to him for a minute and then I said, have a nice day.
Right.
And I just ended it in the peaceful way that I could, which was, you can have my Instagram. I'm not going to follow you back. I'm not going to interact with you. If you message me, I'll either block or delete it.
Like, you said that?
No, of course not.
Oh, right. I was like, whoa.
No, I just said here.
You know what would be interesting? To make a Finsta that's private and just don't add anything to it, so that if people pressure you to follow, you can just give them that. That'd be an interesting tactic. I mean, I'm not saying you have to do that, but I'm like, it'd be an interesting tactic if, like, especially if you're like an influencer or something. I don't know.
Yeah, It's interesting.
Make a fake one and be like, no, follow here. And then what would be interesting about, you know what would be really cool about having a Finsta that you only do that with, especially if you're a girl, is then you have an Instagram where all of the followers are just guys you didn't want to follow you. You know, right. What an interesting following that would be.
Yeah.
Because if you made a Finsta specifically for that purpose, you would have all, then you would have a list of all the guys that ever hit on you, and you would have their Instagrams, and you could be drunk at a party like, I have 120 people who tried to follow me on Instagram. I mean,
here's the thing. I imagine he'll probably unfollow me very soon, especially because the last post that I have on my Instagram is us as a couple. Like, he's probably going to unfollow. I was fucking shocked that he... I mean, honestly, I think he probably was like, I'm going to seem like an asshole. I've already spent this much time talking to her,
right.
And I'm going to seem like an asshole if I go bye. I think, honestly, it was just a way for him to save face. He hasn't reached out, which I was kind of surprised by. But also, like, thankful because I just didn't want to deal with it. But I think he was just this young kid. I think it was just him being like, I can't... It'll like I could see him thinking like, I can't just say, okay, well, bye.
Yeah, it takes balls to do that though. It's nerve-wracking. It's nerve-wracking to talk to people. Oh, I wonder if they can hear that plane. You know what would be interesting about having a Finsta where it's all guys that hit on you?
They're gonna unfollow you though.
But you know what would be hilarious is you could, because you know that those guys are gonna eventually look at the other followers. It's just gonna be a bunch of guys.
I don't think people care. I don't think anyone's gonna do that, and I think your followers are gonna dwindle, especially when they see like, oh, you don't post on your story, because I think that guys will, I mean number one, girls don't give out their number anymore. Instagram is a really safe way to just not give out your number. It's a safe way to rebuff people, and then if they do harass you, like, let's say you're interested, you could hypothetically DM them. It's safer. Or you can easily block them. It's, you know, it's just a nice little protective wall. I know plenty of girls do that. I'm just like, I don't know, Instagram, sure.
Right.
Fuck, what was the point? What was the point of this? It's a nice little wall. I was shocked that he asked. Oh, also, I think that guys use Instagram as a way to, like, watch your stories and keep up with you. Because, like, maybe he's like, what if they break up in, like, a month? Maybe I can slide into the DM. But I don't ever post on my Instagram. Oh, my God. I should have given him my not_BritneyBear. I should have given him the power dynamic one. That's so funny.
For the social media,
That's so funny. He'd be like, why is she exclusively posting
about her boyfriend? It'd be funny if you accidentally gave him your Finsta. With like your
right, but my it's by definition it's private, so I'd be like, fuck no, and I would delete the request.
But that's
to keep up on the old, you know, the old story.
Target's the new nightclub these days, because all the nightclubs are closed. Everyone goes to Target.
I just don't know if it was because I was alone or because I was in a crop top.
Neither of those are the reason. Can you figure out the reason?
My face was covered. I was wearing a mask.
You can tell that people are hot even with their face
covered. With my wide face and my eyes with
no you makeup like
on.
Eyes?
Do you like eyes? And my hair? No, I think it was the crop top, honestly.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that didn't hurt.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing?
What did you just do? Can you not?
I wonder if they can smell that.
What did you just do?
I ripped off a toenail and put it in the cup. You want to fuck?
That's
the end of the podcast.
I don't want to do this podcast.
You know what? We made it 12 episodes. It's time to sign off.
I really don't.
This was a fun. It was a fun run, but
I really don't want to do this podcast anymore. That was awful.
You asked. You can't, like, Guantanamo waterboard me, and then I tell you about the toenail, and then you judge me for it.
You literally could have lied to me, and you could have said, I'm not going to talk about it on the podcast.
I really want to tell a certain story about one of our friends involving a butt plug, but I won't. Even if I don't say his name, I still think...
I'm
not going to tell the story.
It's also a major ick factor.
It's so funny, though.
It's so gross.
The end of it's so funny.
It makes me so fucking self-conscious just for...
All your butt plug use?
Nope. But like just the, I don't know. I think women are...
She uses butt
plugs. Not predisposed. I mean, women just...
She can't hear me talk so much. What?
Calm down. I think women generally have more anxieties and insecurities about their bodies. That's, you know, the beauty industry. I just feel like women are so self-conscious about so many like minuscule, tiny little things. And it just it's kind of, I think it's nice if you lie to yourself. If you're like, he's not going to notice this or she's not going to notice this. I don't need to worry about the cellulite on my fucking ass. Like, it's not, it's like they don't, they're so stupid. They're so happy to be having sex with me and like see me naked. It's not something that people consider or even notice. And then I hear horrifying little stories from like men. They'll be like, yeah, this happened and I noticed this. Or okay, this happened and this was a trap.
Here's the thing,
and it's just this little thing and it makes me want to die.
Here's the thing. You are, what you're doing, everybody who's even a little bit observant, you notice things. That doesn't mean that they're bad.
The friend straight up said it was a turnoff and I didn't like it and it made me not want to have sex with this girl again.
Not only that, he never spoke to her again.
That's my point. That's my point. I'll die.
Wait, I think he stopped talking to her after that.
So I don't know if it was directly related to that, but he straight up. Well,
he told me it was. He stopped talking to her because of that.
That's so awful. That's so, if you're going to do it in the butt, there's going to be stuff.
Well, now we pretty much told the whole story. But
I don't need to. I mean, we're not going to say the whole story is so terrible, but there was some stuff involving a butt and you know, stuff happened.
Yeah. You don't think we need to go back, right? No information was given.
Why would we go back?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's no way. Yeah, it's
spoiler alert. I said his name accidentally. We had to go back and re-record because I just I forgot.
That's fine. We didn't say anything.
We were podcasting.
Because I know that the person we're talking about listens to this podcast.
I'm sure he'll love the shout out.
We had many a laugh about that this weekend. We were hanging out.
We talked
about a bunch of stuff involving you guys.
Me?
All you guys and your clan.
Women?
Yeah.
Jesus. Ew. Such a jump.
All you flapping clams. All you clams just never shutting up.
Don't fucking pinch your little hands together like a clam. That's creepy.
All you clams.
I don't like that.
Have you seen those, I don't actually hate women. Have you seen those sea cucumbers that if you touch them, they shoot out that sperm looking stuff, those like white strands? There's these type of sea cucumbers
probably.
And they look like a penis. And if you touch them,
don't they all?
Yeah, but these ones really do. And they shoot out these white strands that looks like cum.
I'm going to title this sea cucumber cum.
Sea cucumber.
Sea cucumber.
With cum capitalized.
That's a good one.
Sea cucumber.
Sea cucumber. It's cute. It's clever. But yeah.
Yeah.
One time when I was a child, a boy told me about an experience where he was hooking up with a girl and she couldn't, I've told you this, she couldn't, she struggled to get his belt off and he thought she was a fucking idiot for that and was like, she couldn't fucking undo my belt. It's like, I'm gonna kill myself. Now I'm afraid of belts. Now I'm afraid of belts.
That makes me think of something that me and the same guy we were talking about this weekend, how when I was 15, I was self-conscious about being a virgin at 15.
Well, yeah.
And the only reason I was is because when I was around motherfuckers at like 13 who were like, when I was 13, other 13-year-olds like, you haven't done anal? And it was like, and now
they were all lying for sure.
So that's exactly, now I realize looking back that all of those little pieces of shit were lying. So I was measuring my barometer of like, I'm 15, self-conscious. I hadn't even kissed a girl at 15.
Yeah.
So.
That's normal.
Right. I don't think it's that weird. I mean, I think most people kiss before they're 15.
I think it's way more normal than we think.
You kissed before 15, right?
Not really. I was a way late bloomer. Right.
But but you had at least like, my lips hadn't touched a girl at 15.
I had kissed a couple girls by that age.
Well, I think I had. You know what's hilarious?
And like smashed my lips.
Now that you mention
a couple
that,
friends.
What's hilarious is I'm pretty sure I had touched my lips against other guys at that point before girls, as like
cute.
A joke or whatever. I'm pretty sure
right.
I had like joke kissed other guys.
Yeah, I'd done that.
And like joke butt fucked, but no, but I think I had.
Haven't we
I
all?
Think my lips had touched other guys' lips before my lips ever touched a girl's lips, which is hilarious to think about now. So my point is, I was measuring my barometer of at 15
by
being self-conscious by people
that
were lying. And it never occurred to me at the time that
why
they were
would you
lying.
Think your friends are lying to you.
Well, they weren't even friends of mine. They were just guys.
I know, but like
people.
It just never occurred
to me that at the 13-year-old saying, you haven't done anal, that they were lying to me. That never occurred to me that they were lying.
You know that
and
boys.
Of course they were lying.
You know that boys, like the median age of boys that find porn, it's like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Like boys find porn really young. So then by the time you're 15, you're like, I've been watching porn for years. You don't finger blast your cousin, like, fucking nerd.
The first time I ever went on any kind of nudie website, even remotely similar to porn, I was about 11, and it was me and my friend.
That's about right.
I can just say Tomas. Me and my friend.
You can say Tomas's name, but when nobody else is, we have code names, which I promptly forgot.
Well, this is a funny story. The first time I ever looked at anything remotely porn related, me and him were in the lower level of his house on their dial-up computer when his mom wasn't on the phone, and we went on this website that I can't remember how we found.
You're gross.
No, it was called ABC Celebs.
Is that like Mr. Skin now?
It was but it was just pictures.
Yeah.
So it was like
a free version of Mr. Skin.
Yeah, it was screenshots of celebrities' nude scenes in movies.
Yep. So like
and it was
Mr.
called
Skin.
ABC Celeb. Yeah, and it would load like line by line. So like nipple. Oh, under. Like,
pubic hair, pubic bone, labia.
Yeah, like, in my case, like waiting for hips and just like.
Ew.
And just like we'd tentatively be staring at the screen.
I don't know what your deal is with
ABC
hips.
Celebs. It's because I have mommy issues. Every guy with mommy issues likes hips. I think it's something to do with childbirth. I don't know. But every guy I know that has mommy issues, it's all in the hips. Do you remember Anwar in Skins where he's like, I've always wanted to fuck an older woman when they're watching TV?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, it's the hips. Remember that line? It's exactly what
I don't remember that line at all, but thank
you. Yeah, so they're sitting there after Chris's party and they're like waiting for the pizza and they're watching
TV. Yeah, I don't remember that.
And they're watching this workout video from like the 60s. And he's like, you know, I've always wanted to fuck an older woman. And Michelle's like, why? And he's like, it's the hips.
Cute.
It's exactly right.
Sure.
But yeah, no, so girl, it was
women,
ABC.
Women like hands,
it was ABC so. Celebs, and it was me and Tomas, and we were waiting for it to load. And I think I was looking for like Emma Watson pictures, not realizing she never did a nude scene before. Because
right.
I liked Harry Potter a lot. And I was like, I was typing in like Watson, Emma W, E. Watson, trying to find. I'm fucking Emma Watson. I was like trying to find
Do
her.
Do you know how many boys? I like to ask people like, who's your first celebrity crush? Emma Watson is everybody's first like.
Well,
yeah,
which actually gives me a lot of, you know why I like that? It gives me a lot of faith in humanity because it shows, because I remember even when the first two movies were out, I mean, she was always like pretty, but
she
was a child. And I remember every guy had a crush like on Hermione, even just as the idea, and Hermione isn't a hot character. So every guy had
a
crush.
She's not supposed to be, but
Emma
Watson is indisputably beautiful.
But before she was like, became the model that she turned into, I remember just from the books, every guy's crush was Hermione.
Aw, that's nice.
And so that just, it goes to show that every guy's crush is every guy likes
just someone attainable.
Cool people until they get told about the hot thing later on and they get hurt and they hear about the hot idea. Before that, every guy's crush is Hermione, the smart, really interesting ride or die person who actually gives a shit about you. That's what you like before anybody tells you that it's this or it's hot or it's fake tits or whatever. Before all that, your thing is actually like cool. That's what you like, but then you get older and you're like, I like this girl, and someone says like, oh dude, you know she's like butt ugly, right? And then you're like, oh, I actually thought she was pretty, but now you have to adjust.
Peer pressure is
like, peer pressure is terrible.
Such the fucking, it's just the worst.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Honestly, we might even be saying the same thing actually. Do you know how many times, I mean, there were quite a few people that I liked in like middle school and high school, but didn't do anything because I was like, these are not conventionally attractive people, and I cannot handle the fucking pressure of openly liking this person, having a crush on them, and then potentially dating them. Like, I can't.
That's what I was gonna say. But do you think it's ironic that we're saying that when we've talked about being with someone you weren't attracted to?
Yeah,
that's funny.
Still fucking ended up happening.
But I guess that's different. Being because you did like these people because there were like.
I like their personality, but
right.
I didn't think they were attractive. And then, of course, you spend too much time with somebody, you become friends with them, and then you're like, oh, I like them.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, that shit runs out eventually.
Well, as a guy, I don't know if this is true, but I feel like it's true. As a guy, there's more pressure to be with someone attractive,
yes.
I feel. So, like, and, as a guy, there's too many times, this is what I was going to say before, you know how many times this has happened where me and the guys I know, where they've liked a girl, but were like, for whatever reason, self-conscious because the girl wouldn't meet like their buddy's standards. So like
it's the same for girls,
right?
That's what happens.
I had friends all the time who were
like this person
who would
like,
tell me
fucking ugly. Oh my god,
right.
It's ugly.
I had friends all the time like who would like, dude, I really like like this girl, but like I'm afraid of what like this dude will say.
Yeah.
And it's like the gayest thing ever. I'm like, you won't even talk to a girl because you're afraid of what Michael's going to say. Like,
men only date women and fuck other women for like other men's approval, like admiration and respect.
Yeah. So that's the gayest thing ever. Ironically, yeah. Guys will call each other fags and then, but yeah, so that happened all the time. I'd be like, you know how much happier high school would have been if not for me, but like people I know that were like, dude, just like guys who like wanted to go to homecoming and would have had a date with like a really cool girl they actually liked, but like wouldn't because they were like the band nerd and they'd be like, oh, people would make fun of me if I asked Betsy,
I know,
or whatever.
But
like,
that's just how high school works. That's how so being a teenager
sad.
Works. That's
how much happier everyone would have been if they just would have like dated who they wanted. It would have been so much happier.
I mean, maybe.
I know so many guys who would have been
fleeting.
So happier.
I know, but that shit's fleeting, and obviously they got over it.
Yeah, I remember thinking back. I remember how much happier people. There's guys I know that went with their buddies to a dance and didn't have a date because they were the girl they actually wanted to go with. Because the hot girl they didn't actually like but would have given them social status didn't want to go with them. So instead they went with nobody instead of asking the girl they actually liked because they whatever reason.
I know, but then imagine, like, realistically, do you think they could have asked out Melissa and then gone with Melissa and the whole time and were like, fuck, Josh is looking at me, or fuck, Brad's looking at me,
right.
Everyone's looking at this dog that I'm with, like, what the fuck am I gonna do? Like,
so sad. But the sad thing is, you don't think they're a dog. You're worried that other people think they're a dog. That's what's sad, is you don't think they're a dog because everybody has their own taste, but then you're worried that other people think they're a dog
because
you don't think that, but other people might.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus. Because you're aware that they don't fit in to the mold. Because if you think someone's attractive, it wouldn't even occur to you that they're not attractive to other people unless you had an idea of what's attractive. Because this is all subjective, right? So if you didn't have an idea of what's attractive, you wouldn't even have a barometer to measure. You would just go, oh, they're attractive.
Sure.
You would never go, you know what I mean?
I know, but...
so tricky
and
weird.
There's this super thin line that you and I both have experienced where, like, I've dated people who I didn't think they were attractive and like knew that other people wouldn't think they were attractive, but then I also didn't think they were attractive. But then of course I became friends with them, was like, oh, I like this person's personality enough, and thought, sure, why not?
Right, sure.
And I also knew, like, I don't think this person's attractive. I fucking know nobody else thinks this person is attractive. And also, let's not forget the fact that, like, people measure you by your partner. If you walk around with a person who's ugly, who you don't think is attractive, and you know other people probably don't, it looks bad for you.
Yeah. But when you get older and you find someone attractive, you stop giving a shit if other people do.
I think when you reach a certain age, you stop caring. Because
I remember in high school, I knew guys that were like, dude, I think she's really hot, but I know other people wouldn't.
Right, but...
so sad.
It is super sad, but also, like, you're forced to be at school with these assholes all day, every day for 8 hours. You and me are just hanging out alone in our apartment, getting dinner whenever we want, and doing whatever. It's easier to date the people that you want to date when you're 25, and you just get fucking tired of doing what you don't want to do.
Yeah.
So you get tired. Yes. You're like, you know what?
You get tired doing what you don't want to do.
I
want to
fucking be
happy,
and I want to hang out, and I want to relax, and I'm not fucking subjected to people all day, every day, who are going to judge me and bully me and harass me for dating, like, some, you know, just... oh
yeah,
school's just the worst.
It is. You get tired of doing what you don't want to do, and this does not just apply to people you hang out with. This applies to, like, I knew guys you didn't want to do certain activities, guys you didn't want to do certain things for how it was going to look.
Peer pressure's the,
like,
worst.
Guys, I knew guys who failed classes because the more appropriate class was maybe like a grade below, and they didn't want to be with the juniors when they were a senior,
right,
because they didn't want to look like a retard, which is how they put it to me. Not my words. That's what people, how people talked back then. They're like, I don't, people think I'm a fucking retard. That's what people said. And so then they would flunk classes because the appropriate class that would have allowed them to graduate was maybe a year lower. And it was just like, Jesus.
I took a, remedial's not the right word, but I took a math class my sophomore year of high school that honestly was probably appropriate for me. It wasn't appropriate for me. I my grades were so bad in that subject the year before. So my guidance counselor and my mom basically insisted that I take like a slower track math course. And I literally sobbed because I was like, people are going to think I'm a fucking moron.
Right.
This is so embarrassing.
Right.
I feel so incompetent and like stupid. And like, I'm just a worthless human.
Right.
It was just nuts. It was so bad.
But like, you got to do what you got to do. I did the same thing. I was in freshman math at junior age. Oof. So, like, but also, I mean, to be fair, I was also homeschooling at the time, so it didn't really matter.
But I was doing. My point is like the biggest thing was I was so fucking horrified at how it was going to look. But of course, like, the moral of the story is I ended up doing the course, did super, super well. I ended up gaining a bunch of confidence, and then I was in regular math the next year.
Right.
And it ended up being great, and it was like, I actually really liked that teacher. I really enjoyed that class.
There you go.
Because it was, like, palatable. Yeah. But it was so embarrassing, and I didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, it was awful.
Two friends who just, one who had a learning disability, who just straight up didn't show up. He literally almost failed out of high school because he refused to take the retard reading. That's what he called, like, because that's how people talked. Because people would have called him, because he was like, he was dyslexic and he had such a smart dude and had no problem like speaking or talking. It's like, when you look at words, they're all jumbled up. That's just a thing in your brain, but he wouldn't take the one he needed to because people were going to call him a retard like they did all through middle school. It was really sad.
I mean, that's even sadder because it's not just some kid coming up with like, what if people laugh at me? Like, well, people have and consistently do, and it feels too bad. And exactly. I can't do it. So I would just not. I'm just going to not.
Yeah.
I shan't not.
I was thinking of a really, and definitely haven't said, it's a really cool, this is a true story. Not about me. It's a true story involving a, it's a true story.
Has it really been an hour?
Jesus. This is a true story. This is a good story to end on. It's really interesting.
Oh, okay.
It's a story about we don't have to end, but it's a story called about Thomas Edison. When Thomas Edison was in school,
I was like, you're not supposed to say your friend's name.
No, the guy who, this is the guy who invented the light bulb.
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah.
Thomas Edison, one of the most biggest geniuses of all time. Thomas Edison was in school, and the school, one day he got kicked out of the school he was in, and he had to, they said that he should study with his mom. And his mom's, and he was like 12, and his mom told him, so Thomas, you got kicked out of school because you're too smart for the school. So they feel like they're not capable of teaching you because you're on too high of a level. And this is Thomas Edison, the genius. So that's why he got kicked out of school, because they were like, we can't give you the learning that you need. There's nothing you can learn here. You're too smart for the school. So they had him learn at home or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so then fast forward like 60 plus years, his mom dies and he's going through
as
all
as moms do.
Yeah. So
60 years later.
So Thomas Edison, he finishes school. He invents the light bulb. He's hailed as one of the geniuses of his time, and still to this day his mom dies and he's going through her stuff and he finds the letter and the paperwork the school from middle school. What they actually said was, your son has learning disabilities and we're not capable of teaching him, you need to teach him at home. But his mom told him it was because he was too smart. But the real reason, because he found the letter, was because he was, now we know later that he was dyslexic and had a couple other learning disabilities, but at the time no one knew what that was. But his mom told him it was because you were too smart, and look what happened. He became one of the biggest geniuses of our time. Now, I'm not saying that those two things are correlated, but it's so important how you feel about yourself. So his mom said it's because you're a genius. But the real reason is because he was dyslexic.
There's an actual name for that. It's a something theory, but basically if you tell your children or you tell your friends or you tell yourself, this, I'm shy, or I'm smart, or I'm angry, you become the thing basically. So like, it doesn't help when you have an 8-year-old and the mom goes, Timmy's shy. Right. Timmy will be shy. Oh, Timmy will act shy. Which is like, my mom, you know, told me I was bad at math when I was like 8 years old. I was like, oh, she's fucking bad at math.
Right.
She's fucking bad at math.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's crazy that Thomas Edison's mother had not the hindsight, but like the foresight to recognize that it would be most beneficial if she gassed her kid up.
Or maybe she just realized that it wouldn't be helpful to be like, hey Tommy, you're dumb. And there's no words for it. So maybe it wouldn't be helpful to be like, hey, Tom, you can't read. Is that helpful?
I mean, I think some people find it helpful to just get really honest about, like, I have dyslexia, and because I have dyslexia, I need to be taught X, Y, or Z. Because, like, the ambivalence, like, the muddiness of that can be really, really distressing and shitty. Like, I'm just fucking shooting shots in the dark, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Right. But I think the bigger thing to focus on with Thomas Edison is that maybe he did have trouble reading, but what happened was he ended up getting the education that best fit his learning style, and it allowed his brain to develop the genius qualities that he had in other realms, like mm-hmm. science and math. So maybe forever he had problems with reading. My point is, everybody, this is lame and I sound like Gwyneth Paltrow, but every kid learns differently. So Thomas Edison, it allowed, because he had the confidence, maybe he always had problems with reading, but it didn't hurt his confidence because he pivoted and he learned in other ways that allowed him to access the genius he had in other ways. And if he thought he was a retard at reading, he wouldn't have had the confidence. I'm quoting my middle school friends.
Right, but you keep saying that word.
I'm trying to use the nomenclature to best illustrate my point, because that's what it feels like when you're a kid. Mm-hmm. That's the intensity that it feels like. So if you think that, it's going to affect other things you might be good at. Because mm-hmm. kids don't go, well, I'm bad at reading, maybe I'm a genius in math.
I did.
Kids don't really. Oh, that's not what I ever thought.
Oh yeah.
I'm dumb at everything.
I'm basically what's an author?
Well, no, so ironically, this thing happened to me. I was bad at math, but I always thought I was brilliant in other stuff. But no one ever told me I was dumb either.
Well, because I mean, you could say that you're.
Well, and also, what sucks about our education system is when you're bad at math, that's a lot more socially acceptable than being bad at reading. Because I think most people don't like math. So if you're bad at math, people don't really say you're dumb. If you're bad at reading, people say you're dumb.
We've had very different childhoods.
Really? Yeah. No one said I was dumb for being bad at math.
I mean,
but if my friend who was bad at reading, who was dyslexic, everyone said he was dumb.
Well, reading, because reading.
That's what I just said. I said, if you're bad at reading, people say you're dumb. If you're bad at math.
Are you talking about, like, I'm just going to be very clear, like the physical skill of reading? Are you talking about, like, language arts and, like, English?
Well, unfortunately, if you're bad at reading, it affects all of it.
Well, I know, but I think I was not jumping, but, like, I was insinuating that by reading, you meant, like, the bigger scope of, like, the language arts subjects and, like, English.
Well, as far as, like, philosophy and critical thinking, being bad at reading doesn't really affect that. But if you're trying to learn from books, not being able to read really hurts you.
Well, yeah, of course. And people.
So that's what I mean. My friend was dyslexic, so he couldn't read the fucking textbooks.
Well, yeah, I'm sure people thought he was an idiot.
But he had no idea. He had no problem with, like, philosophical ideas or critical thinking or any of that.
Yeah, and that's really sad and really limiting.
But if you physically have problems with reading, that really hurts you.
That's really
And it was really sad because I knew this kid intimately. And I was like, this kid's like the opposite of dumb. But they would ask him to read in front of the class. And he'd be like, but because the words, and it's just a physical. It was sad to see because he looked like a person that he wasn't.
Well, it's like
and then his confidence got hurt. Anyway, it's just sad to see.
People think that people who English is not their first language, there's like.
Because to us, it sounds like illiteracy.
You've broken English and you sound like you're. Yeah, I know. But
to us, it sounds like that. Because, yeah, so it's all perception.
Well, yeah, it's perception.
But, Thomas Edison, I just thought that was really. It was cool. And that's a true story.
Very cool.
And he went on to literally change the world.
Right. Very well. Good for him. Good for Tom.
Little Tommy. Yeah.
I was like, every single time. I'm like, it's just gonna be like a quick 20-minute episode.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well. Yeah. No, I mean, this is good. We haven't done like a really long one.
I think the two episodes ago it was a long one.
Yeah, but we haven't done like a it's good though.
I talked about fucking Hugh Jackman's nose for some reason for like a long time.
Hugh Jackman
is such a turd.
Huge ass man.
Australia.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right.
Well, I think this is a good stopping point.
Yeah.
We just wound. Do you have anything else you want to add?
I'm so tired and I have a tension headache. We haven't eaten.
You have a tension headache? Like eight, like one word, attention?
A
space, you have a headache, tension, a headache space, from too much headache. Attention?
I don't process emotions, so they just sit in the nape of my neck. In the base of my neck.
Did we figure out where the nape was?
No. Have to Google
what the fuck
it.
Is a nape?
I have to Google it.
All right, well, we're going to go and Google nape.
We're going to go Google nape.
We're going to go Google nape fantasy porn.
All right.
Turn it off.
Right. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. We should just do this the whole time. Thanks for listening to Pure Dynamic.
And Ice Cream Social.
Thanks for listening. And make sure to subscribe. And
that's awful.
Make sure to subscribe and rate. And
rate us.
Get some wallabies and didgeridoos.
Write us at powerdynamicpod@gmail.com. Yep. You can find us on words. You can find us on socials, Instagram, powerdynamicpod.
Yeah.
Host tags, host stuff in the bio.
Rate and review in the bayou.
I was gonna say that reminded me of the word bayou.
Rate and review. And yeah.
Subscribe, like, all show right. It to your mom.
Yeah. Word of mouth. Show it to a homeless person. Be like, I'm not gonna give you money, but check out this podcast.
Right.
All right.
All right, guys. See you next time.